Sure. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Ooh. Is this what happened?
I came in here once before. It's been a couple years ago. Over a year, I know.
Okay.
I've seen you. What it is I think it's some kind of pleurisy. And I'm not no doctor. You are, so you tell me. I had an industrial accident about 35 years ago, maybe longer, maybe 39 years ago. It was in about 83 when I had the accident, okay? And it pulled all these muscles. It pulled them. I can show you the difference. It balled out this muscle. It balled up right here.
Pulled the muscle?
Yeah, I tore all of this.
It broke the tendons in your up there.
It just tore them in half. What it did, a conveyor belt tried to rip my arm off.
Yeah.
I got hung up in it. Okay? Well, the pressures of it, I kicked out an 880 breaker on an electrical system because I had that machine in such a bind. It was spinning out on my back. I could raise my shirt and show y'all the scars that I got.
Yeah, in the burn.
Friction burn.
Friction, not electrical.
No, it was friction burn, but I put the electric motor in such a bind that it kicked out an 880 breaker or bigger. I don't remember how big the breakers they were. But anyhow, it just comes up about every couple of years. It feels like something in between my shoulder blade and my rib cage.
It feels like
there's something in between my shoulder blade and my rib cage.
In the back area. Okay.
Some doctors call it the cage. You know, the cage around your body?
Okay.
Your ribs and your back, where the ribs go through your backbone,
right.
That round. But it feels like there's something about this big around. Right where the shoulder blade's called, what bone, but I call it shoulder blade, the one that goes down the covers. Well, every time I can get up out of this chair right now, and it feels like it presses it up against the shoulder blade, then the movement of the shoulder blade almost makes me pass out with pain.
Okay. How long has it been acting up this time?
About 2 weeks.
And the pain, when it's been all the time, it comes and goes.
It comes and goes. It really comes at night. But it comes and goes all day long. Depends on how active I am.
You move your shoulder and stuff?
Yeah, when I move my shoulder or when I get up out of my chair, I got a recliner. And when I get up, I have to set my elbow on the side of the arm and press and get some strength. Just like a while ago when you weighed around me, when I reached and grabbed my billfold like that,
I get on the end of the table, you are. Right. So, well, yeah, come on around so I can get to your back.
Okay.
How often does it clear up like this?
About once every 2 years.
All right, I'm going to start up here with your neck, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Any pain up in here?
Just normal.
Pressure, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can, I went to a chiropractor.
Before you tell me that, let me finish examining you.
Okay. Okay.
So how about up in here? Does that hurt you?
It makes it a little bit of pain down there where I'm talking about.
Okay, let's come back over here. How about that? Does that hurt by pressing here?
Nah, not so much hurt.
Okay, now here's the scapula. That's the bone you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
Is it hurting there?
Yeah.
A lot or something?
No, just some.
How about
you're going on down the scapula there
while we're doing that. So how much does it hurt over here?
It's hard to explain.
The pain may be inside, underneath the scapula.
Yeah,
that's what we're trying to determine.
Yeah.
Does it hurt that much here? Not that much, right?
No.
Well, how about over here?
No.
Okay, how about down here?
It's up under that, what you're pushing on.
Up in here, the scapula under here.
Yeah, right. Right there about where your fingertip is.
Let's come over here. How about that?
Is now.
That in here?
Now.
Okay, now let me come back over here. Does that hurt in here?
No.
So when you lift your arm up like this, does that hurt?
No.
When you come around with your arm all the way around, does that hurt?
Yeah.
Where does it hurt? Back in here?
At the very tip.
Where is the tip?
The tip of the scapula, right?
Right
there where your back is.
Right here. All right. Okay. So you can't really come all the way around. You can't do the next one. How about doing this?
It's really a little bit lower.
Under
the scapula right there,
when
it, right
yeah.
there.
Okay, yes, sir. But normally you can use the shoulder pretty good.
When it ain't flared up.
Yes, sir. But it flares up about every year or so, you say.
So you can. Well, you can see what I had. The accident. Well, I was short this year. And I had a surgery back there also.
What kind of surgery did they do?
They took a lipoma.
That is different.
Yeah.
When did you have that?
That was when I was in the penitentiary in about 2013.
Who did?
It was a little bit bigger than a golf ball.
Okay, 2016, so that was a few years ago.
It was 2013.
13, okay. How long have you been out of prison?
I've been out of prison since 2015.
Okay, you're good. You got it.
When I tell you, quit drinking and driving, they mean.
Well, yeah, I had some people knew a guy that got about 5 DWIs. He had a life sentence in prison, right?
Yeah, I had three of them.
Wow, okay. All right. Well, yes, sir. So you probably have maybe like some tendonitis, okay, there's muscles, but muscles don't probably hurt that much. And underneath the scapula in the back of your ribs, there's pain there. We could take an x-ray. You don't have any insurance. X-ray's going to cost about
$80. X-ray. Yeah, well, I came. Do you have my information?
Yes, sir. You were here before.
You give me a steroid shot?
Yes, sir. That's what we're coming to. We talked about doing some things back then. I gave you some medications to take, one for your blood pressure and one for the inflammation in your back. And, well, we thought you might have some gout at that time. Okay?
Yeah, then I came back for the gout.
So that was a different time, right?
Yeah, that's a different time.
Okay, let me go back to it. So I gave you, well, that was for the gout, too. This is, okay, and so let's see. We had a couple things wrong. The LDL was high, but yeah, let me get there. That's when you're trying to get Social Security.
I'm trying to get what?
I think it says your Social Security.
Yeah.
No, no, no.
I ain't down here getting no bits for the Social Security. I do.
Carry your personal?
Yeah. And there's your real Social Security.
It's in 2018. No, I'm going to go through here again. Sometimes the sharks get messed up or something like that. But you're saying you were here before for this?
For this, yes. Yeah. Guess what? I stay away from using this hand for anything, going to the bathroom or anything, because of the sharp pain under my collarbone, in between my ribs, where my ribs come together, and my collarbone right there.
Say that again, what you said. I'm sorry.
My scapula. It's up under the scapula.
Right, we see that.
And it's like it's rubbing on something.
You know, the scapula kind of slides over your rib cage here, right?
Yeah.
It's held in place by ligaments and some tendons. There's tendons that come around, too. Okay.
And give me a minute to look at your lap, sir, okay, so I can concentrate, be sure I've got everything right here. I'm trying to be sure. I mean, we thought you had some gallops from different things, but you try to stay away from doctors as much as you can, right?
Well, yeah. Yeah, I pay cash. I don't deal in insurance and go to the doctor every time.
Are you still taking any medicine for your blood pressure?
Nah, it made me feel funny.
And now you're clearing off of the gout. You're not taking that anymore.
No, nah, it wouldn't work.
Okay, well, there are doses and stuff like that. We get talked about maybe coming back. All right. Came over to where you came before from, well, the shoulder injury was 35 years ago or something.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, but what you have now is what I'm telling you. You have some, maybe some tendonitis, fasciitis. It could be fasciitis. Tissue, you know, between the fascia and attaches to the rib cage there.
Okay.
The treatment's pretty straightforward, okay? The treatment is basically you give you some cortisone, like not into your back, but a cortisone shot in your hip.
Uh-huh.
And give you some cortisone pills to take for the next several days. I can, do you take Advil or these or ibuprofen, anything like that?
Yeah, I can take ibuprofen.
But have you been taking it?
Yes. 800 milligrams.
How many times a day?
I take it at night when I sleep.
Does it help a little bit?
Yes.
Okay, well, ibuprofen's fine. You should keep doing that, okay? But I'm going to give you some steroid dose back that you take now with the shot. Okay, that should help to relieve the inflammation and help it to get better while you're taking it easy, even wearing your arm in a sling, but not to be, you know, any reaching or, you know, spinning motions like that. What kind of work do you do now?
It's all hands-on. I do all hands-on work. I drag tree limbs. I pick up heavy chunks, but I'm not doing it right at the moment.
Okay, well, you need to hold off on that until this gets better, right?
Maybe
a week or two. It may take a little while for you to get better. I can give you an anti-inflammatory, like the ibuprofen, take once a day, but it's not a whole lot stronger. So I probably ibuprofen is as good as you can do. But moist tea, reduced activity, and then the steroids. Okay, and we can only give you steroids generally so long, okay, so I'm giving you a really super duper shot, and it's really good dose pack to take, and hopefully that'll relieve everything, and it'll be better, and then if there's still a little bit of residual, hopefully that will just kind of fade away over the next few weeks while you keep taking it easy, but this is something that can flare back up again. You may have to go see an orthopedist and other things, and x-rays, all those kind of things could need to be done, but if you can, if it gets better, hopefully it will, and then tolerate it, it'll go away.
Yeah.
Like it did in the past, then you're okay. But you're doing pretty tough work for a bad shoulder, right?
And yeah, like I said, it only comes around every couple of years. You know, I might, it could be coming from a strain because we did some pretty strenuous work. But it's usually the same place, the same thing, the same pain, and you know, whatever you give me that one time, I think it's just what you just described.
Yes, sir.
You give me a shot in the hip, and you give me some cortisone pills that come in a pack.
A pack.
And a steroid pack or something.
Pack, yeah. Pack.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we did.
Well, that sounds good to me, because I just got to get some relief.
Now, the ibuprofen, you could take it down, you know, 800 milligrams, it doesn't drowse you, anything. You could take that three times a day. Every 4 to 6 hours, even. You also can take Tylenol. They have Tylenol arthritis strength. Okay, it's stronger than regular Tylenol. They all say, well, I'd say stronger, but that's the only one that's really stronger. It's arthritis strength Tylenol. And you can take two of those maybe 2 or 3 times a day.
Yeah. Okay?
In addition to the ibuprofen. So that was something else. If you're going to have to take it easy with that shoulder, to lay it rest and get better.
Okay.
That sound okay?
Yep. I just need some relief.
Okay. Now you're, you know, you always...
And it sounds like you know what you're talking about, and I'm just trying to do it through the good Lord. I don't want no narcotics unless I just have to have them. I want to do everything legal by God and Jesus.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, God and Jesus don't approve of man taking another person's medicine. And people will offer you medicine to take. I want my own medicine. That's why I came here.
Yeah, don't let them be handing you stuff.
Yeah, I don't want nobody else's medicine. I want it
to come in and get my own medicine.
Yeah,
in my own name.
And know what it is that you're giving it.
Right.
I'm giving you this Medrol steroid dose pack. You can look it up online.
And you know it's good for this type of injury.
It's the strongest thing you can give you for inflammation, right?
Well, thank you.
And sometimes they do give cortisone shots into the tissue.
My mom used to get them in her elbow.
We don't normally do that.
I don't want to probe in there by my heart.
You don't get too close to your heart, but that'd be bad.
It hurts right there. When I laugh.
Yeah. Hey, that hurts.
It hurts. I promise you. That ain't no exaggeration or nothing.
Well, there's no warning, like with the thing I just talked about doing, but, you don't want to do that now. You're going to hold off, try to avoid the expense and everything. Like
right.
That.
I mean, my expense is limited. That's why I come here. You always been fair with me. I was going to contact you about the heart medication and the albuterol for my gout. I still have trouble with it, but I've been taking over the counter. I eat cherry pie filling for my gout.
You come here, sir. We got another big problem. I guess I'm looking at your chart. She gave you a pill on your tongue a while ago, right?
Under my tongue, I swallowed.
Well, swallowing is okay. Your blood pressure is sky high, I gotta tell you, okay? 202 over 134. That's sky high. That's extremely elevated. You gotta do something about that, or you're gonna have a stroke here before long. I mean, the vessels in your brain are gonna burst. It's like running your car. And it says, high, like running your car on high. You can't keep doing that. You ever check your blood pressure again?
Well, it seems like the blood pressure medicine you gave me last time, it just seemed like it brought it way down. And I took my blood pressure one time, and it was like 125. That's good. But I felt extremely rotten. I mean, I did not feel good. It seemed like my body runs better if my blood pressure is a little bit higher than normal people.
Well, yours is not a little bit higher. Yours is off the chart. Okay.
Right.
And you can't live like that. Okay. It's like having high pressure in your engine. It's going to blow the hose. It doesn't, it just can't stand it too
long.
So we got to do something about that. And we don't want to come back. So I can put you on some blood pressure medicine that I think is good enough, but we need to keep you here a little bit longer. Sean gave you one pill, all right? So we're going to check your blood pressure and probably give you another one and hopefully get it down to a decent level.
Where is she giving? Y'all giving me Colostin?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, if we could just maybe readjust. It just seemed that when the blood pressure you give me was a long pill. It was a big pill for blood pressure, really the biggest one I've ever seen. But if we could get a smaller pill or a different type of pill, and I could try it this time because I felt totally rotten last time.
I mean, tell me what you're talking about now. Let's go back. Okay, I got to be sure we got what you're telling me about. Come in.
Man, everybody felt so bad, I didn't even want to get out of
the house. I'm getting started. That's a really good blood pressure medicine I was mentioning last time.
Well, I took a different one in the penitentiary. They gave me one because I had high blood pressure then, too.
Did that work
well? I can't wait. It seemed like it worked a lot better. It didn't make me feel so bad.
But you don't know the name of it?
No, sir. It was a little bitty white pill.
Okay, he gave you the center sort after that. Little bitty white pill. They're all little bitty white pills, so we can't go by that. You got it filled in the penitentiary, right?
Yeah.
You should be able to get your records to see what medication that you were on. Did you ever tell us that? Did you ever know when you came here?
I don't remember the name of that. I remember the allopurinol. It was a higher milligram for my gout.
That's right. Because you didn't raise the dose. We would have done that. We could have followed up on you. But you're working yet?
I think it's your.
I think it might be your machine filing. It's not the machine, but we use this machine all day long. And I think battery might be bad.
Put my head plugging up or something, Doc.
Oh, okay. I faked that one a little bit. Didn't quite understand. You're just running around with high blood pressure, but here, this is not so bad. 72 over 98. That's still pretty high, but not nearly like it is now. And that was like 4 years ago, okay? Maybe the first time you came here. The thing is, you got to check your blood pressure at home where you're not in the doctor's office.
Oh, yeah.
Some people, it goes up real high in the doctor's office, right?
I'd be like telling a construction worker, concrete ain't coming today. I ain't going to check my blood pressure at home. Now, I did take the medicine like you prescribed it. I took it once a day, but it made me feel so bad.
Yes, sir.
Now, we still stay in that 4 years, okay? And
see the high
average
of it
you're
getting.
183 over 130,
it
did get better.
How much better? Oh, that's good.
202 over 134.
Okay, so read it to me again.
193 over 130. Can we do a second?
Yeah. So we need to do another pill. I think we should give him two this time.
Okay.
So we're going to give you two, and then we're going to watch you again in about 10 minutes. Like 10 minutes, we'll come back and check your blood pressure.
Okay.
I mean, that's critical to get it down, right? And then we'll get you some medicine to keep it down. You've been out there running around. You don't have headaches, trouble breathing?
No, I feel fine. I mean, I feel maybe the nervousness is coming. I don't get real nervous coming.
That's probably want you to check it. If you don't
get this injury. I'm telling you, it elevates my pain tolerance.
Well, the bag is part of it, but we have to be sure that, you know, your blood pressure's not out of control. You should be able to go to maybe the drugstore and maybe they'll take the blood pressure for you.
I can get my neighbor friends to do it every now and then, but
he's got a blood pressure cuff.
Yeah.
Oh, you got one.
But if you just give me another dose of cheap blood pressure medicine, I don't want none of that old high doctor stuff.
Well,
something that'll work and it's cheap.
Okay, but it's not just simple like that, okay? I mean, just throw a part in there and it'll fix it, okay? You need to monitor your blood pressure. We can give you medication that we think will bring it down. But we're going to have to keep doing that.
But hang on,
man. Come back in here.
I'm
Mm-hmm.